Hi there, this is Tessa. I see you've come back for a little bit more. This can only mean one of two things. Number one, you just had to come back for a little bit more. Or two, you're one of those rare exceptions that things didn't quite sink in with. Perhaps you think you're a little tough. Well, let me tell you something, tough guy. I think that's actually sort of adorable. I see it as a little bit of a challenge. And oh, how I love a challenge. So let's play a little game, shall we? You allow yourself to be hypnotized. And I see if I can make you come too soon. Doesn't that sound like fun? Really simple rules. I hypnotize you, and you, tough guy, try not to come too soon. But I'm warning you, just by listening, all of the suggestions I've given you previously, and I'm about to give you, will be that much stronger. So if you're still up for the challenge, why don't you lie back, close your eyes, and we'll see just what a tough guy you really are. Very good. Just keep those eyes closed, because I'm about to take you down into a very deep state of hypnosis. And all you need to do is just simply listen and follow directions. And that's quite easy for you to do. So as you lie there with your eyes closed, I want you to make every effort possible to get just as relaxed as you can be. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. That's right. Hold it. And let it go slow. And let your next few breaths be nice and deep, just like that. And each and every time you exhale, allow all the tensions of the day to just flow through your body and out through the tips of your toes and the ends of your fingertips. It's really easy to do. As you pull in and inhale, filling your lungs with nice, fresh air. Let all that tension remaining ball up, and just send it shooting down through your limbs as you exhale. And you can take a nice couple breaths, just like that. And that's something you can focus on your own, while I begin to talk to you about other things. So every now and then, perhaps every seventh breath, you could make an effort to simply take a nice deep inhale and let everything go as you exhale. That's not hard to do at all, not for somebody like you. So you can count quite easily. And on every seventh breath, you can take a nice deep breath for me. And you take care of the breathing. And I'm going to take care of the hypnosis. The descent. The long, deep, spiraling descent into trance. And isn't it quite funny? As you begin to relax, and become even more relaxed with each and every breath, no matter how deep or how shallow, that hypnosis is already beginning to take place. And it's such a funny thing about hypnosis. It's almost as if two parallel universes collide and intersect at one small point. the conscious part of your brain, listens to every word and attempts to follow every direction, just like a deep breath on every seventh breath. And then there's your subconscious, which listens on an entirely different level, picking up all of the sounds around you, perhaps noises outside, little pops and clicks in my environment as I speak to you. The subconscious mind also hears things on a much different level with regards to the spoken word. While your conscious mind may be listening and attempting to do each and everything I ask, such as breathing and relaxing, your subconscious mind is listening to other things, like my intent and my tone. And your subconscious mind is telling you that this feels really good to just relax and to just listen to a soft, velvety voice, coaxing you deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And perhaps that subconscious mind is what you should be listening to, but you really don't have a choice. The only way to listen completely with your subconscious mind is to completely occupy that conscious mind until it just gets too tired to pay attention anymore. And I know right now your conscious mind is very busy trying to count every seventh breath, because you know that nice deep breath that you eventually get to take is so relaxing and is taking you right down to that destination that you desire, deep hypnotic trance. And you know how easy it can be to slide down a little deeper with every passing moment. That's right. It's so easy to sink. And your conscious mind is probably trying very hard to make that happen. And then there's that point of intersection where those two minds collide. And that's just the sweet spot that you're going for. Because I know probably even now you're getting weary of breathing and counting each and every breath, just to get to that seventh breath so that you may relax so easily, listening so intently with your conscious mind, trying to pick up on every word, every phrase, because you have such confidence about how easily I take you down into hypnosis. But I'm just tugging slightly at your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is doing things that your conscious mind isn't even aware of. Your subconscious mind is helping your body to mirror my pace, following along with the ebb and flow of my voice, helping your body just drift down. No thoughts about how it feels on a subconscious level. That's the job of your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind, where all the truths lie, is listening and following, recognizing and identifying with my tone and my intentions. Your subconscious mind knows how good this feels to just drift down. Your conscious mind becoming a little less active as it starts to become so exhausting to keep track of each and every breath when all you'd rather do is sleep. And it's perfectly okay if your subconscious mind is starting to take over a bit more, and that conscious mind is just so tired. I know how exhausting it can be. And I do wonder when your conscious mind will simply give up. No desire to count breaths. No desire to make a conscious effort to relax. Because as the subconscious starts to meet the goals of the conscious mind without any thought, this is where that little intersection happens, where the two minds collide, and I inject my will. As you drift and sink, relaxing without question, without thought, just melting into the velvety softness of my welcoming voice. You might even notice how your breathing now is slightly altered, how it just moves in time with the rhythm of my words. An inner swaying of your body that moves with my tone, mirroring and matching me perfectly as you sing. It just feels so good to be on the brink of that place, to be right on the edge of something greater. I wonder if you already have, or how soon you will, simply have no more energy to count every seventh breath. I wonder how long it'll be before I tell you to sleep, and your conscious mind is so relieved not to have to think anymore that you just effortlessly slide down into a deep state of trance. It's so easy to do, because even without thinking about it, your subconscious is relaxing you. It's taking over. It's pushing your conscious mind away just a little bit more, moment by moment, a little bit at a time, right until you sleep. Sleep now. Sleep for Tessa. Sleep nice and deep. Just let yourself go right over the edge and sleep. Nice hypnotic state of trance, floating in that small space between your two minds. Your conscious mind too tired to continue. Your subconscious mind completely wrapped up by me and that little empty void where they intersect. Is right where you are. That little intersection that allows the subconscious mind to send messages eventually to the conscious mind. Almost as if it's just storing up all the suggestions and information that you receive, preparing to send it to your conscious mind without any thought at all when you're awake. But you don't have to think about that right now. All you have to think about is how blissful this feels to be right here with me, so deep under hypnosis. I love seeing you lying just like this. So deep in the trance that your mind is so wide open to all suggestions. Doesn't make you look like much of a tough guy right now, being so easily led into hypnosis by a beautiful, dominant woman. And there's no shame in that, because on a primal, core level, it just makes sense. Because even tough guys, at their core, are just boys. The same way a boy becomes so simple in his thinking. The first time he sees a naked woman. The first time he catches a little glimpse of cleavage too close to his lips. It's almost as if you're not much of a tough guy at all, deep down inside. Just a boy for me to play with. And I think we can both agree that if you're going to be played with, a sexy, dominant female is just the one to do it. Because if you weren't so weak for sexy girls, you wouldn't have easily slid into hypnosis, just as you did a mere moment ago. Oh, that's it, boy. Just relax and float in this feeling. I'll release you when I'm ready. But right now, you've chosen to go over the edge and into trance. And that is sort of a story of a boy's life, going over the edge. Perhaps you can think about the first time that you masturbated. How easy it was when you discovered how good it felt to touch your cock. I bet you can remember how fast you came. Perhaps you were enjoying it so much that you were a little sad when you came too soon. And I know just as well as you do, no matter how you'd like to remember it, that the first time you rubbed your cock up and down and realized how good it felt, that you became so overwhelmed that you simply came too soon. Oh, that's right, though. You think you're a tough guy now. That could never happen to you. That cock could never become so overwhelmingly sensitive. That with the slightest touch or even thought, that you come so fast. You don't have to be a tough guy here. I can see right into you. And I know that at heart, when it comes to that cock between your legs, that you're still a boy. A boy that just comes too soon anytime he's stimulated. Now I know that a small part of you right now probably thinks that you're above this. That you can't possibly be this controlled by a woman. But if you think about it, you wouldn't have slid down so easily into hypnosis if it wasn't so easy for me to control you. Just with the mere promise of talking about coming. Because that's how all men are controlled. Because all men are just boys at heart. You know, there's parts of you that still likes to play little games. And there's certain women you see that can make your cock twitch in your pants before you ever get a chance to think about how attractive she is. And that's how easily women control men. We know that all we have to do is make your cock twitch and that your mind instantly becomes a boy again. So horny, so sensitive, so hungry to touch and be touched. And you're just like any other boy, tough guy. You're easily led by your cock. Because after all, if you weren't, you would have simply sat up and turned off this session by now. So I think we both know that what I'm saying is very easily the truth. that you're so easily controlled by your arousal. I wonder when you'll find yourself being rock hard. Hypnosis is sexy all on its own. But I'm sure your mind is already traveling to some of the places that we've discussed. Are you thinking about women right now? Is your cock starting to become engorged with arousal? Thinking about the way women feel, the way they look, thinking about their bodies and how much they arouse you? I bet that mind is thinking about how good it would feel to come right now. And I'm sure that part of you thinks that you can be unaffected by hypnotic suggestion. But I can assure you that the more you listen, the more you're affected. Because each and every time you go into hypnosis, your mind becomes more and more open to suggestion. It becomes easier and easier to control you. Because all boys are controlled by women. And the more you listen, just like you are right now, means that you will eventually fail too. And that's quite all right if you fail. Sometimes a person just needs to face facts. Even tough guys are so aroused and turned on by women that sometimes, more often than not, they come too soon. We're just playing a little game. And this is where you do your part. I did my part. I take you deep down into hypnosis. And now you're doing your part. You're becoming so aroused and so hard. I can hear your cock throbbing from here. And if you remember, you are supposed to try not to come too soon. And it's possible that you haven't come too soon, because after all, what is the definition of too soon? Perhaps you're such a tough guy that even after, say, 5 days of not coming, you still think you could come spend this time with me and you wouldn't come too soon. Oh, but you know that you're just a boy, led by your own primal desires and the control and power that dominant women have over you. Oh, it's adorable to think that you could think that you could be that tough. But you're not a tough guy anymore. You're just a boy. And boys can't control themselves when they're so aroused and their cock is throbbing, aching, wanting to be touched and aroused and played with. I love seeing you like this. Thinking that you're so tough, while you and I both know on a different level that you're just a boy. And I wonder what will happen when you find out just how right I am. That in just a matter of moments, that you might come too soon. Will you feel like such a tough guy then? So deep in hypnosis, with your cock so hard, thinking about sexy, beautiful, dominant women. I wonder if you're thinking right now about how easily controlled your cock is by just my words. Can you even imagine how easily you'd be controlled if my warm, soft, feminine fingertips were to stroke your cock? You'd just be a boy. Putty in my hands. Just the way I like it. Just how it's meant to be. Because boys can't hold back. Boys always come too soon. And because you are just a boy, you'll come too soon. Aw, I know you're probably so afraid of coming so quickly. How embarrassing would that be when you think you're such a tough guy? There's probably even a small part of you that's trying to resist, thinking that you're immune. But as a dominant, beautiful female, I know that you're no different than any others. You're the same boy as every man is inside. You're so easily led around by your cock. You're so weak for women. The slightest touch, the smallest sight of skin. And you're so weak. I'm sure that's why tough guys really try to give away some foreplay. Because you know you're going to come too soon. Just like you are in a moment. And I wonder when it will happen. You think you're so tough when you're not any different than any other boy. I'll bet if I let you touch your cock right now, you'd come within moments. But I'd like to keep you dangling just a little bit longer. And because you think you're such a tough guy, I'm sure that you think that's no problem. That you couldn't be harder. And even if you think that you're at your maximum peak of arousal, I wonder if your mind were filled with thoughts right now of all those beautiful women you've seen that you would love to fuck. Their gorgeous tits and round asses. But you can feel that cock swell even more. Because that's what happens to boys. You don't have any self-control. And that's okay. Sometimes that's just nature. Nature says that you'll always come too soon. And that little boy brain of yours will always be so easily aroused. I know that it's no fun to lose at games. And I know that it might make you feel kind of bad when you do inevitably lose. I'll tell you a secret before we wrap up our little game. Just like any other smart, beautiful, dominant female, I always win. The game is always rigged. And part of you, so deep down in hypnosis, doesn't mind. It's becoming less and less important. It's just easier to face the truth that you're so easily controlled by women. I bet you'd love to fuck most of them. You can imagine your cock right now, sliding into one of those delicious, warm, wet pussies for the first time. What about when you come too soon? Won't that be embarrassing? What about when you're on that first stroke and that warm, wet pussy is wrapping so tight around your cock? And as you pull out for another thrust, you simply come too soon? Can you imagine the laughter? Can you imagine just how disappointed she'll be when you come before you complete one stroke? Oh, that's just what boys do. And it's going to be so fun for me to watch that look of disappointment on your face when you come too soon. Because you'll always come too soon. And I can prove it to you. And I must warn you that when I do prove it to you, it's going to be pretty humiliating to find out that you're not the tough guy you thought you were. That perhaps you're not a real man at all. That maybe you're just so easily controlled by women. That you have no self-control over that cock at all. That aching, hard, desperate cock. Thinking about all the women you'd like to fuck. Thinking about all those beautiful, gorgeous females that you'd like to please. But I wonder now, if you stroked your cock, oh, I don't know, 5 times, 10 times, 50 times, just how soon you'd come. I wonder if, as you begin to stroke for me now, you can think about the disappointed look that's inevitably going to cross my face when you think about fucking me, fucking beautiful women, and how quickly you explode. Because in a moment, as you stroke, you're going to find out how easily women make you come too soon. That you're not a real man at all as you stroke now with that first stroke as we start to come up. And as you start to wake a little bit more with the second stroke, nice and slow. Moving our way up, knowing that it's just a matter of time before you come too soon. Because you're not a real man as you wait coming up to 4. And keep stroking at 5 as you come wide awake. And to finish our game, boy, you just keep stroking, and I'll just keep laughing, watching you come too soon.